We started. Go on. Drop it there. Drop it a soprano.
Yeah.
That was so moist. That was a sexy intro still.
Hey, yo. I don't know my range.
Nah, for the record,
that's why I was gonna I was gonna sing that music day, but nah, I swear my life.
Here we go.
I swear my life. I'm gonna grab the mic off the phrase team leader, blood. I was gonna drape the mic off Danny, blood. Yo,
so this is my time to shine.
My time. You know what I mean? Oh no, it's not my time. It's the Lord's time.
Wow.
That exposed me still.
You know I did still. We ain't cutting this one out.
Nah, I'm a clout chaser still. I can't lie.
I'm about to expose it so hard. It is what it is.
Hello from The Edit, it's Future Alvin. Welcome to the first ever episode of the After Sundown podcast. In this episode, Justin, Talitha, Cameron and myself. Enjoy.
Well, Alvin, what are we doing today?
What are we doing today? What are we doing then today?
I don't know.
By the way, I told Alvin this from last week. I said, Alvin, yo, boom. Let's do a topic. What are we gonna do? And then Alvin must have been like, yeah, let's do like a more biblical topic. I was like, yeah, cool, that's fine.
Hang on, that was a co-suggestion.
Okay, it was a mutual decision. And then I said, that's fine. Then you said, you'll have a think about it. Then I actually spoke to Alvin.
Yeah.
And he actually sounded like he had a tangible idea.
Okay. So basically the topic was 100. And basically the idea was, the topic is, I was thinking about was 100.
Jeez, that's a mad show, you know. It's a mad show.
Is there a show called 100?
Yeah. Oh, it bangs. Okay, the first season bangs. But okay. Go on.
TV show.
Yeah, it's a TV
show. Oh, I've heard about it.
I haven't heard about it. I'll check it out at some point. Basically, it's just, there are a few things that I had in my head. Basically, it's about, what does it mean to be 100% for God? And exploring that topic, basically. Exploring what it means to be 100.
I like that stuff.
If, has anyone ever been 100?
In this room?
But I thought, let's start first questions first.
When I was an innocent child. Nah, David, it's the truth.
Basically,
when I was like, I was singing in the church, innit? So I used to hit them notes. Ugh,
man said he was singing.
Yes, you did. you still can. Listen, I remember the plays, man.
Yeah, the plays.
I remember the plays.
Them plays.
I remember,
what was it? Drama club. Or like half about plays.
No, there'd be a day. What was it called? Production. The school productions.
School production. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What was it? The best play was.
What was it called?
I don't remember
some
that one.
Song.
By the way, you can't see what Alvin just did. But Alvin just played some air notes in silence, and he was trying to work it out, and he still hasn't worked it out.
No, I've got it.
What is it?
Because I could remember what it looks like on a piano. Inside my mansion, there are many big rooms.
What's that?
Inside my mansions are many big rooms.
I don't remember that play.
Just a few.
Okay, it's coming back to me still. It's coming back to me still.
No, I remember that melody still. It's coming back to me. It's coming back to me still.
And then,
I was saying the best play in Half of Hours.
Which one?
Best. What are you saying the best play is? I reckon my one is.
I was literally about to say.
But what is that?
Let's be honest, bud. Yo, that had alcohol, I don't say tears, you know, like
send.
That had copper. I don't say tears, bro.
That white gown.
Yeah, hey, that was mad. Man, will remember that for years.
I'll never forget it.
Me neither. I can't believe that.
That was literally it.
And this one with a donkey. Remember that one?
I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes to the Father.
by me.
Easy. That is funny. Anyway, yeah, so that was the topic about one.
Man said it mid podcast.
The end. So yeah, so
100%.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, I said
what does it mean to be 100 for God?
That's by the way, Alvin just leant back in the chair after that's the question.
Like, sad.
I could answer his own question.
Nah, for me, I think I had a period in my life where, yeah, I would say I was 100% for God, or more so. Because I remember I even started going flipping prayer meeting like every week.
See, Ross sounds funny, but it's really a good thing.
Yeah, no, by myself.
By yourself?
Like, yeah, by myself. I know. And I was probably like, I don't remember how old I was.
I want to say, how old were you? Try and remember. I'm curious.
Swear in my life.
I feel like it was secondary school.
Yeah. Secondary school going, no, sixth form.
Mad.
Fair play to you.
So you were older.
Yeah.
Fair play to you.
That's very good.
But obviously.
What made you go? Because I had a spell like that. In fact, my whole uni experience, I would go prayer meeting.
You know what?
Wow.
Most of it.
Because I think I went because I felt like, right, I might as well do this. If I'm going to be in church, I might as well, do everything.
Yeah.
So I went, and at first people would just look and be like, what's he doing here? Where's his friends or whatever? But I'd like stay there, like listen.
Mm.
I'd like comment on certain stuff. And it was all right, to be honest.
Mm.
But yeah, just, life took over again. I'll stop being 100. But I feel like looking back on it now, I didn't like how I was in it in terms of, I feel like I was being like, what's them, a Pharisee?
Go on.
I felt like I was doing everything. Like, I was following bare rules, but I wasn't really like loving God.
Okay. Yeah, but it was as genuine.
Yeah, I think it was genuine.
Mm-hmm.
But the way how I went about stuff, I think I focused on more outside appearance stuff rather than. Inward stuff. So I'd still say that's probably like a time where I was probably like, yeah, God.
Mm. Wow. Is there a balance to be had, or what would the balance be? So like, is there any element of that? This is the question. Is there any element of that you'd want to go back to?
Not the Wednesday night premiere.
I have a replacement.
You get me? Like,
for sure, you do.
Mango, his child, shout out his child every Wednesday. You get me? That's the Newtown Church.
6 p.m.
6:30.
6 p.m.
6:30. But yeah, I think
there've been days where maybe I've been like full on. And maybe, at most, weeks. At the biggest push, a month.
No, I was thinking a month. Yeah, I can't think.
I'd rather say 2 weeks though.
Like
2 weeks strong.
Or depending when the campaign is.
Like after
for me,
Darren.
That's when it is. Whoosh. Campaigns, youth after camps, or something.
Yeah.
Oh, even camps don't do anything. Like it has to be all me still, or like
has to be what
has to be like. All me with God, basically. Yeah. Not all me by myself, but like literally me waking up every morning, like either praying, reading the Bible, stuff like that. And then like after a while it's a bit bad, but like it does go die down. I'm just like, rah, what's happening? Like there's no like consistency with it. So it's a bit peak from there on really.
I think when I need God the most is when I'm 100.
Is when you're
when I'm 100, when I need him the most.
That's interesting.
Because if I think back to when I'm like, okay, God, you need to show me direction, or I'm struggling with something or something like that, that's when I'm seeking, basically when I'm seeking answers for something, essentially. So I'm making the conscious effort to do my devotion, to, I don't know, visit people. So it's not all about me anymore. It's like, actually, how is God affecting my life and other people's lives around me? I think, yeah, that's when I'm like 100. And then obviously afterwards, I still give God like the praise and the thanks. I'm like, yes,
I hear that still.
Then I get comfortable how I was before, until I'm in another situation where I'm like, God, I need you. I'm 100 again, essentially. I think that's, especially like now I'm older, I think that's where the trends are. When I was younger, yeah, when I was really involved in church.
Yeah.
You didn't have a choice really, did you?
I was. Yeah, but I didn't, but I feel like I still actually wanted to.
Yeah, you want
to
know
what
more,
I mean?
Okay, so
yeah, like
stuff like, I saw this, why is everyone
playing? Like, I was there for Sabbath school, I was there playing my instrument in church.
Until come on now.
I was a bit older and I was like, I care what I look like now, so I don't want to do this anymore. Basically.
I don't care what you look like. It's true. Sorry, it's true.
Do you remember what I used to play?
No. Not the flute.
No, close. Woodwind instrument.
Clarinet.
Close, clarinet.
Clarinet.
No.
Oboe.
Oboe, yeah.
You played the oboe.
Exactly. No one plays that. And I used to hate the fact that I actually used to look like a monkey when I used to play.
Did you?
Like, I used to hate it. Like, I remember.
I said she looked like Caesar.
I hated it. And it was really annoying because, like, anytime there was an event or something, you could see the camera going around. I'm like, I don't want to end up in the messenger, like, looking like this. So I'd, like, sometimes, like, not put my mouth on it properly so I wouldn't look silly. So I'd just pretend.
What do you mean look like? As in, like, cheeks would puff?
Cheeks, because obviously cheeks. And then it's like, let's be honest, okay, I'm black, sorry. So, you know. What, so? I'm already heading down that route.
Thank you.
I'm just keeping it real. I'm keeping it real. I can part myself.
It's a bit mad stuff.
So that's what I used to hate.
Literally, Darwin would be laughing at this up.
So I generally used to hate, but yeah, I used to love like being involved, like choir. What else? Yeah.
Okay.
Even serving people. At lunch now, I'm like, feed me first.
For me, it's like, would I
drop it like a side?
When, like, the for me, the biggest thing is like, like having to, like, being in a situation
what
where
was
you like,
that
he was just thinking.
Yeah, that's what big, those are thinking sounds. When, I, like, you know, when you know, like, aside from say, doing the, like, being involved in church. My biggest thing is like now, if there's something that I know I ought to do or I know I ought not to do, and then either consciously or by just, I've let this happen, I've let this happen, I've let this happen, I'm not doing what I know I ought to have done. Like, so for example, then pick a benign example. let's say.
Then pick a different example.
Okay. Let's say Sabbath. I starved all Sabbath because I hadn't gotten anything ready for. Because I ended up at Nottingham. I didn't end up eating until lunch. Yeah, I had lunch, but I didn't have breakfast.
Yeah.
Then, and I'm thinking, why? I ironed my shirt in the morning. That morning.
Should have done that the night before.
Well, exactly. But that's what I mean by that. Exposed. Those are benign examples. As in, but then there's more serious.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
more serious examples where you're like, can I think? I'll think whether I want to say some a little bit later.
Say it now. Say it now. Get out. Get out there.
Save the sins. But yeah,
I can't. I was trying so hard not to laugh.
No, I knew.
Alvin, you're
it's true, but we need the visuals, bro.
That was not a dramatic pause. That was just.
I literally held my breath. Thinking. I was like.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for you to say something mad, like,
where?
Like,
like Stephen Hawking level or something. Like,
oh no, no, no! It wasn't a dramatic pause. It was like a, my brain has nothing. Okay. Question. Being 100. What does it... Okay, this is probably the most important question. Oh, no, it's not. But what does it mean to be 100? What does that mean? What does that look like? Particularly for God. What does it mean to be 100 for God?
Living, breathing, thinking. Just...
Can I say someone
then? Go on.
We ain't looking to do this, like...
You're just going to say someone.
Go on. Say the name, we'll bleep it. Go on, say the name.
I genuinely don't know. You've worked it out.
Nice. I don't think you don't know either. You know those people like.
Wait, mouth it to me.
Oh my days.
He doesn't hold up, like.
Do I know?
Huh? Can I just say something and then you can beep in it? You think like.
Yeah,
but he wasn't gonna say that.
Like, what day is it?
Man.
Yeah. Man. Oh, wait, hold on.
I get you now.
I'll edit this whole bit out.
Wait. Let me settle my mind.
get back in focus. Let's go. Well, you don't
You have to beep out when I what? What I said before as well.
Yeah, all of that is
the views of this one.
The views shared by Talifa.
Do not represent his president.
Out there.
President and chief.
What makes you think what should perfection? Okay, what does it look like, or what should it look like if it?
I feel like that's what like people expect, as in like let's go from the past. Obviously, they're not thinking of like at this time nature, but like let's go from the past, as in the whole we're supposed to just from the dress alone, and then like the views that were shared. Yes, I agree with the views, but like. Stuff does adapt, as we were saying, like in other stuff that we recorded as well. Like stuff does adapt, times do change, and like people need to kind of understand that like it's a thing where I'm riding a loop, but I feel like God. Or like other people and God. I'm talking crap.
Let me ask you a question. What does perfection... Let me say something first. It sounds to me like you're saying... This is what... let me ask the question. What have you been taught to perceive perfection is? That's the
long
question.
Long skirt. Natural hair.
Yeah,
flipping.
No earrings.
No earrings. Not even the holes in your ears.
Not even makeup.
No makeup.
Why are you only describing girls?
Wait! I was gonna get to the guys, man.
Okay, no trainers. You better get to them quick.
No trainers.
I was thinking.
No trainers. Crocs.
No jeans.
No Crocs.
Yeah. Crocs.
Crocs. No trainers, but
Crocs. Oh yeah. Crocs are important.
You can't wear flip flop.
Crocs are specific to certain situations. Crocs are specific to
Crocs are a bit neutral. Let me not go out. Crocs.
Yeah, don't go.
I like Crocs anyway.
I once had a tent called the Croc Gang.
No waves.
No waves.
No
waves. That's mad.
Like, you know what? Holy Duns actually don't have waves though.
Why are you having waves for?
I have waves. Natural. God gave me the waves.
Hey.
God
bless
me.
You did not come out of the womb with waves.
This is silky smooth.
They brushed up. New question. Does anyone have anything to add? Or what have you been taught perfection should be or perfection is?
It's doing what you're told. It's like,
by whom?
By either like the older generation, or just like, or basically it's just following all the rules, innit?
I agree that's
like true. Either that are in the Bible and that should be followed, or that are like tradition. So like, what's like a tradition that we have?
That's the basic one, but I'm saying that's actually like biblically based tradition.
I'm talking about like Adventist tradition.
Wearing hats.
I'm just careful with the word tradition, because Jesus uses that word and he's very specific about what he means when he uses it.
I feel like Jesus is talking about cultural tradition. Or like, I feel like there's a difference between like a good tradition.
Yeah.
And nah, like but a, and what like did a bad what one. Did Jesus mean when he said tradition? I need to know that first before I speak.
Okay.
My guy.
Because I feel like I go in loops. So.
So when Jesus is talking about tradition, I'm trying to find the verse. This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And then he says, but in vain they do worship me. Then he says, they teach for doctrines the commandments of men.
Meaning
that instead of teaching, so they teach as, this is, careful, stop hitting this. They teach for...
I'm sorry.
For the record, Alvin was
talking to himself.
Alvin was
talking to himself at that moment.
Yeah. I wasn't slating anyone. They are saying, this is what you ought to do. This is what you must. This is how you ought to behave. This is what you ought to believe. But they are not God's commands or God's words. They are man's commands and man's words. Instead of God's.
Okay. I got a question.
Go on.
You want to finish or?
I'll pause there.
I got a question. So do you feel like as SDAs now, okay, is it wrong for them to do that, what you just said?
With to God's do what? Word?
Like, just saying, just follow what God says.
No, I haven't been clear. Essentially, they kind of do the law, but they neglect the spirit of the law. So much so that he tells a story where a person could be walking, see a man who's been beaten up by thieves, by robbers, and walk by a Levite and a priest. But some guy who's hated, a Samaritan, sees this man who's been beaten up and carries this man on his own donkey, pays for the man on his own. With his own money to
credit card,
to,
yes,
yeah, easy. Come on now, you better modernize. he basically tells the story where
takes into
all of that, where all of that happens.
I feel like that feeds into like part of your question. Just ask it again in terms of what we perceive 100 to be.
Yeah. So because I was going to ask another question, but I wanted like to get as much of what have we been taught to, or what are we led to believe being 100 should be?
Again, it's like, it's following the rules, following the law, but we take, obviously, like, we'll take like God's law, and then like we'll put like our own like little stuff into it.
Go on.
So, for example, like the whole dress thing, like modesty.
Yeah.
We'll take that, but we'll take it, like, some churches can take it to the extreme. So, like, not even just like, I'm not the suit person or whatever, but whatever. I don't think that's like mad extreme. But what I do feel like is extreme is when, like, for example, if someone doesn't have a tie or whatever, like, they can't go on stage.
Because that's like,
yeah, okay. But the people in the same vein, people that will focus that much on dress are the same people that don't love their neighbor.
Whoa,
you know what I mean?
Story to tell.
So
story time.
So, but including there's obviously there's stuff that we all do in it, but I just feel like yeah, we focus too much on the wrong parts of the law. Like, we focus on like the dress sense, or we focus on the music, or we focus on like the minute stuff,
the minor things.
I'm not saying the thing is,
which personally I don't think is, nah. Maybe I think nah, to focus. Maybe focus. I don't think we should focus.
I feel like we spent a lot of our time focusing on. And the thing is, I'm a good like.
I not
like
the weightier matters of the law.
Yeah, I like topics, but like when we really deep it, like how much of us actually treat our neighbors properly. Bro. You know what I mean? And that's Bro. By the way, that's not just the person that lives next to you. That's, you know,
everyone that you come in contact with,
the people that you share the planet with.
So I was like, I think maybe this happened 2 years ago, something like that. I don't even want to say where I was or what I was doing.
But bleep it.
All right, I can say where I was, but it has identifying features.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So I don't want to say where I was. I was at church.
Exposed.
I was at church, but this happens. Listen. This is about Christians. But like, anyway, I was at church.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say what I was doing on which day, but someone about probably younger than me,
mercy,
like let's say 2 years younger than me, comes into church. It's not a Sabbath, by the way. Comes into church, and I can smell everyone. I can smell the smoke off him, and I can see his eyes are glazed, and are red.
Yeah.
And he asks for some money. To go to a hostel. He's specific about it. By hearing his voice, you can tell that he's not from Birmingham, but he's from South, somewhere like likely London. I stop what I'm doing, and a friend of mine stops what he's doing, and we start looking for some money. I have no change in my wallet or anything. I go to my car. He goes to his car. There's no change. And then an elder, and I don't mean an older person, I mean an elder. Instead of doing the first thing, which is to, yo, what's your name? How are you? Just talk to the guy. Says, okay, so how have you got up here? What are you going to do with the money? What other questions? Basically questions that are like, no desire to help the guy whatsoever. The things that we will argue on, or the things that we will say of like, oh, defend. You must be able to defend your faith, or you must be able to. And I'm thinking, whatever happened to doing the things that are crucial to do? But anyway,
did he at least prove him? I'll take that as a no.
The guy went like, what?
I'll take that as a love.
Why should I prove? Well, how? Would I pray?
No, not you. No, I mean, no, like that.
I'm saying, if I was him,
yeah,
why would I pray with someone who didn't help me?
Exactly, that's true.
If why should I worship a god? Why should I work? Never mind.
Follow a religion.
No, it's true, because that is
something that would like discourage you from.
Yeah,
the faith.
Because that could be that person's only chance of seeing God or Christian behavior, and you've just left that person. That person for the rest of their life.
Yeah, it is.
Oh no, that elders.
Okay, so that's kind of like what we've been taught to think perfection is. Mm-hmm. What does perfection look like from God's perspective?
We're not God, so we can't answer that question. But but I would say this: that is like, I don't think God is like living. God doesn't want us to live.
Sorry.
In fear.
Okay, we can't answer that question from. Okay, let me switch that up. What is God looking for? What has God told us He's looking for? What are His criterion? What has He told us perfection is?
The main mission: reach one, teach one. Is it?
Each one.
That's the song I was thinking.
Can reach one. Together, da, 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 we can reach.
I want to join in, but it was a bit hard.
We can tell love to that city.
I don't know the song.
And together we can tell the world that Jesus is the way. If we each one, reach one.
Wow.
I didn't know what, I can't lie, I didn't know what the ending note was. I was just like, nah, I hope it blends at some point.
Nah, but I feel like that's the main mission, obviously, like, but I feel like nowadays we do live in fear, as in like, oh, I could get stabbed.
That, that's the mission, but what does perfection look like?
Perfection looks like,
what, to God, like, to, what's God looking for?
To
a peculiar people.
What does that, what does that mean? What does that mean? Okay. What does that mean?
Oh, it's a hard one to answer. It's mad because if I can't even answer it, then how can I, how do I even know that I'm
peculiar?
Achieving it, do you know what I mean? If I don't even know how to explain it,
yeah, it's an important. I don't mean like that. I mean,
is it, like, is it important? Like, no, it's true. Yeah.
It's like the, what's it? The specification of the exam. What?
No, you're right. If you don't,
marking scheme of the exam.
Yeah, yeah.
So if, but is it an exam?
I feel like
anyway. Yeah.
It's a test. Life is,
when God asks us to be perfect, He's asking us to, that literal meaning of like die to self daily, innit? Like, you just have to walk in Him and like you'll be perfect.
What does that mean? What does it mean to walk in Him?
It means like follow His principles, not necessarily His law.
I would argue it means follow His, like, you see, this is the,
no, I mean in terms of the two, I feel like, no, I know the two are like exclusive, they don't come apart, but I said that to kind of say, obviously there's God's law, there's the Ten Commandments, and then there's the principle of His law. So that's love God and love your neighbour as you love yourself, which I feel like is more of like that's the spirit of the law. So within the Ten Commandments, those are everything. So if you love your neighbour, you're not gonna kill him, you're not gonna, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I, that's how, like, I'd answer that. Like, walking in God is being like Christ. In a sense.
The way I see it is this, that I think perfection, from God's perspective, is like, is being exactly how Adam and Eve were before sin entered into the world, which is that they were, mad word, sinless, and they were perfect in that they perfectly obeyed God's will until they didn't.
Ooh, I like that.
I think that perfection is fully obeying God's law, from what I can see in the Bible. Not just in its letter, but also in its spirit, as you're saying. There's a Bible verse that where Jesus says, "I have come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it." But I want to get the exact words. So Matthew 5:17. In fact, there's a fair few things. Matthew 5:17. In verse 13, Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt should lose its savour..." Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt should lose its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good..." Woo! So Jesus says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify, not obviously not for your own, not for our own sake, but so that they may glorify our Father which is in heaven. Think not. So now look at what.
What verse is that?
That was verse 16.
Yeah.
And then
now
after
verse
that
17 says
into...
this. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Now, this is the bit. Now, I want to jump to what? To something mad, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, in the Christian world, a lot of us, when we read the text, there's a text where Paul says, I think it's in Romans, Romans before, before around 8, where Paul says, we are no longer slaves to the law. Know you not, brethren.
Where are we?
Oh, sorry. So I was saying, so Jesus has said.
No, but what verse?
Oh, sorry. So Jesus has said he hasn't come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill the law.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to jump to Romans 7 verse 1 and see what the majority of the Christian world thinks and believes by Paul's writing when he says this. So Paul says, know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by law to her husband as so long as she, he lives. But if the husband dies, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth, I'm going to jump a bit. wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that he should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, and catch what that's saying, yeah? But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? You see, and then, but then people read that and oftentimes don't read the next verse. So people then.
What verse do you want to?
Just the next verse after that.
No, but what's the next verse?
So the next verse is verse 7. What shall we say then? I can just about see. Sorry. Excuse my poor reading. What shall
Ah, but it's the stance, you know. Like,
for those of you who can't
it's
see.
The stance from...
What's the stance?
Albert is using.
Nah, but it's like, you got no
question. You have to describe what's just happened.
On his Bible. Yeah, Cameron just got up and put the light on. We were actually sat in darkness.
We have to describe still.
And now we're in the marvellous light.
Marvellous.
then Paul says, what shall we then say? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but for the law. So essentially, a lot of Christians believe that we no longer... no longer being bound by the law means, or no longer being slaves to the law means, we no longer need to keep the law.
But without it, we wouldn't have known what
sin is.
Sin is, yeah.
At the same time, when it says that we're free, when Paul is saying we're free from the law, he's saying we're free from the essentially from the penalty of the law. I want us to go back to Matthew 5 to see what Jesus then does with the law. When he says, I've come to magnify the law, what does he do with it? So far from diminishing it, look what he does. In Matthew 5, verse 7, you have heard that it was said by them of old, thou shalt not commit adultery. That's in the Ten Commandments, yeah? That's the law. So he said, you've heard it said, don't commit adultery. Then look at what Jesus does. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So far from going, the law no longer applies. He goes, whoa, You've heard it said, don't go and sleep with another man's wife. Now, to do that isn't the hardest thing to do. But then he goes, but I say unto you, if you look upon a woman to lust after her, lust meaning, if in my mind, I've said this before, I'm sure. If in my mind I look at a woman, I say, the things I would do to you. Sorry, but if I do that, I have already committed.
Someone's listening and heard that. I was like, oof.
The ones were.
Oof. Yeah, them ones.
Cheeky leg, just.
Alvin plugged himself.
Literally. Yo, some people.
Sorry, let me change that. If one were to look upon a woman and say to one,
Alvin, it's too
the
late
things
now.
I would. Oh, no, it's too late. Anyway, the things I would do to you. They have already committed adultery. Mm. So far from Jesus going, like, he moves the standard. Like, he moves the standard up. He doesn't go.
It's not just the act.
Yeah, it's not just the act. He moves it to
the thought.
Mm. Yeah. Which is why in Deuteronomy, 5 or 6, he says something like, bind the law in your hand and in the frontlets of your eyes.
Mm.
Which is why in Revelation, when the seal of God, we're told, will be in the hand and in the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that the people who will live before Christ comes, at the time before Christ comes, will keep the law by action, but also by mind.
Wow.
So when God says, that is what the Bible says. That's what God says.
So is that being 100 then?
That is what I think it is, 100 is.
Yeah.
I agree.
Nah,
it's true though.
That's what I started off saying, but I had no facts.
Oh, okay.
Living, breathing, thinking.
Yeah.
That's literally what I said at the first. When you said what is perfection, I said living, breathing, thinking. But I didn't have any.
You said something interesting. You said, why are we scared or nervous? Or I might be wrong, but I sense a nervousness of saying perfection. Or even of the thought. It is nerve-wracking to me. Or the challenge is nerve-wracking. But why are we nervous to say, as God said, well, perfection means by the time I come, you will do everything as I say. You will want to do it. And you will do it both here and here.
Because no one wants that smoke. No one wants that. Like, I feel like no one wants that pressure of it, like, as in saying that, like, or putting everything down to God. As in, like, when people... Like, say if I was to be on the road now, like, I heard someone come up to me and be like, oh, God said, don't do this. I know it's right.
Yeah.
But then, like, when you hear it, it's just like, why can I not do it? That's how I feel other people look at it.
So, maybe 2 weeks ago or something, like, we talked about uni and stuff like that. And
yeah.
What is it like to be a Christian at university? If you could do uni all over again, and be 100.
Ooh.
What's the worst that could happen?
Ooh,
the worst that could happen.
Yeah. You know, I did not know. Listen, I'm clapping for myself with that question because I didn't even see it coming. It just rolled out. Lord, I'm not even clapping for myself. Thank you, Lord.
Nah.
At least it's back.
You see, I can't lie. I've thought about that many times because the university I started at was like no SDA people.
Yeah.
Bruv, can you imagine if something would have started? If something would have started, like, yeah. Me personally, like, I would have been through God, I would have been an example to people.
Through God, to people.
You know what I mean? And something would have started, and then by the time I'm gone, who knows where it would have been now? You know what I mean? So if I had a chance to repeat that,
yeah,
I would go back to the same place,
yeah,
and literally start something new, start something fresh.
That's the best that could happen. What's the worst that could happen?
See, the worst thing that could happen is like, to be honest, I don't think that there could be a worse. Because the worst that could happen is probably me either being dead. Because obviously, if I was 100%,
yeah,
without the quotation marks down doing, but like if I was 100% fully, then it would be a thing where like I wouldn't feel like obligated to like or be discouraged in like my mission. Because mission would be to like reach one and start something fresh in that Buxton area. You know what I mean? Literally start something fresh because there's literally nothing there. for SDAs especially. So I don't think there's anything wrong.
Where's Buxton? Just out of curiosity. Is it
Derbyshire?
Nowhere. Buxton is nowhere.
Peak District, literally.
Peak District.
I've never been to Peak Derbyshire. District.
Okay. What's the worst that could happen?
Nothing, really. I think... Nah, it's actually nothing. It's not... It's like Justin was saying, isn't it? Like, the worst that would happen is that you might end up with not a lot of people, but then at least then who am I to say like what's a lot of people? You know what I mean? I think sometimes I think we focus too much on how much people are there,
numbers,
rather than who is there. So I'd just say for me, the worst thing that would happen is that not a lot of people would be there. Like I'm talking about two people
be there or be,
or be like around me or something, or yeah.
I'd say like I don't know if I'm answering this right, but like kind of like persecution. So in terms of like standing up, I think in this day and age especially, standing up for what you believe in and what would be 100, it's gonna obviously disagree with
the values of today's society.
So like I think that's what it would be, like persecution. So yeah,
okay,
people not agreeing, and then I think obviously that could obviously have an effect on maybe I shouldn't be 100, do you know what I mean? It could cause you to waver or something like that. I think that's what it would be, like a modern day and kind of like poor situation. Or
has it, like has anything negative ever happened to you from like, has anything negative ever happened when you've gone, like, say, what's the worst thing that's happened when you have had the choice in your head? In this situation, do I say or do, or what God is, like, what I know to be right? Or do I, like, not even not do it, just do I, like,
a lesser skirt version, it? Yeah.
Or, like, what's the worst thing that's happened when you have you ever been in a situation where you've had to be like where you've had to
take an off,
turn down, so, yeah, like, or say you've, this one sounds cliche, but it's, where you've had to go, I can't go here. What's the worst that's happened as a result of that?
In the moment I feel a bit like I wanted to go, but after that, you get over it. I think
there's. Have you lost friends by doing that ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
It did hurt, but then I think they're my friends now, acquaintances, respect my decision.
So not your friends then.
So I guess not. I think they respect your decision. One thing I remember in school when I was like in secondary school was what was I popular?
Yes, you were.
I was quite popular. You're asking the question. In terms of like I was friends with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And when it came to like birthday parties and stuff on a Friday, I remember I used to like say, oh yeah, I can't go because of Sabbath, et cetera, et cetera. And I think I remember one time, I think I was in year 8, and one of my friends was like, oh, because they called me Tilly in school. I was like, oh, Tilly, I'm putting on a Saturday night so you can go. And I was just like, you what? You're changing your birthday plans for me, so that I, number one, I was like, okay, now I really have to go because like she's changed it for me. But I think that's always stayed in my mind, even though sometimes when I was older I did compromise that, but that's always stuck with me, the fact that when you actually stand and you are 100, people who are real for you will respect you and actually change to fit around you. And I think that's actually such a big testimony.
Wow.
Something so small as that, but it's like that person actually thought, I actually want Talifa to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to change my plans. It's just to essentially honor something that I believe in.
Wow.
She has no obligation whatsoever. She's not even a Christian. Like, she doesn't even believe in God.
Wow.
Just so that I could be a part of her birthday celebration. And I think something like that, when you are 100, is actually so powerful. And it's really encouraging as well.
That's just lifted my spirit. It really has. Has it happened to either of you guys or anything similar? When I was in... Go on.
Nah, I don't...
When I was in year 12, year 12, I auditioned for a play at my sixth form college. And then I got the part... And then as I'm reading whatever document I'm reading, it says on there the dates and the times of when it's going to be. So then I look and I see that one of them is on the last performance is on a Friday night, and it's after sunset. And then I go to my teacher and I say, "Thanks for that. I got the part and whatnot. I can't do it." And then she's like, "Why not?" And she's like, "Sabbath, I didn't realise that." And she kind of, I must have said it already, but she's like, "Right, okay, are you sure?" And then she's obviously trying to, and I was like, "Okay, no, I can't." So the next year, she comes to me and she says, "Are you auditioning for the play? For this play?" And I'm like, and it was, doesn't matter what it was. It was Arabian Nights. And she goes, "Are you auditioning?" I'm like, "Oh, no, I can't. I'm not auditioning. It's going to be on Friday, so I can't." And she goes, no. "We're going to do it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And the same, similar thing happened. Like, that play, year before, and I'm going to bleep her name, but a friend of mine, who's also an Adventist.
Yeah.
That year before, that in my year 12.
I know what you're going to say. Oh, man. Because I've been in similar situations as well.
The play?
Yeah, I know. That's happened to me at work.
You messing up the base, fam. No. You messing up principles. You messing up the base.
You know what? That
you've
is
been compromised.
Honestly, blood. That is one thing.
I don't even know if I can leave this, because if they listen, they will
no,
know.
But it's the reality of it. Because at the end of the day, I remember I was.
I'll speak to them and ask if I could use it.
Bro,
I can't remember.
Compromises.
No,
bro.
No, but it's true.
Don't chat to those people.
No, it's so true, because something that my mom said to me. I remember I was conflicting to do something on Sabbath, and my mom said, "Okay, fair enough, you do that or whatever. That's your choice." But she said, "You know that someone, I can't remember what I was doing, but you know that someone under you is going to do the same thing, and because if you've done something that contradicts with what you say, then it's like, so that person coming who's following you could be a job. I think it was a job. I was a job or something, and it was like, it was almost like it was just an hour in to Sabbath. I was just like, oh yeah, I can just do the shift or something. But then it's like, okay, so when you tell them like, "Oh, I can't do it, but you did it a couple of weeks ago." Yeah. No, and then after that, it's just ruined. It's actually just ruined. You have nothing to stand on, because it's like, you did it last time, so why can't you do it now?
Also, this is the, when I got my recruiting job, there was already a person who's Adventist who works there. I'll shout her out.
helps having someone there beforehand, if they're following what you're doing.
She had sorted out her contract meant that she would leave work early on a Friday. Now, when I got the job, I hadn't even thought about Sabbath. I just thought it was a 9 to 5:30. Then winter was coming. I was like, oh, mad. Okay, winter's coming.
Clocks went back.
Winter's coming. What is it? Winter's... I can't say it like Game of Thrones, but winter's coming. And then... I go to the HR person, and they know that I'm Adventist, and like, okay, well, because we haven't sorted out any contracts, it's kind of hard to do. She let me. I sort of said, okay, look, if I work lunches and keep like and get to leave like an hour early as part of my lunch, can I do that? And she's like, speak to so and so, speak to the boss. I spoke to the boss. He said, yeah. Then I said, that's still, it's when it gets to deep winter, that's still not going to be enough. So then I say, can I give up some holiday?
Wow.
And they let me. So I ended up having something like 20 days holiday instead of the instead of whatever the statute holiday is.
Mm.
But like they allowed me the negotiation pretty much because
someone beforehand, before me
had been like on it with it.
Mm.
But then it means that if someone else, if hadn't done that, and then I come to the workplace and I say, oh, I'm an Adventist also. Oh, can I do this? And she hasn't. She's like, what do you mean you're an Adventist?
No, and it has happened before. It has happened. It does happen as well.
Yeah. Anywho.
It's an Adventist, put Adventist on, you know that. Adventist, put Adventist on.
No, but when you think about it, though,
it's
like,
true.
Like, for example, like Jewish people, they're not going to have that.
No, it's true. Yeah.
Or even, it's like, but it's like, flipping the Muslims now, yeah, they have a lot of time to pray. At one point, they didn't. One of them had to be like, yo,
I'm praying.
My foot through the door, I'm praying.
Mm.
It's true still.
Or you had to negotiate with your boss. Now it's just a typical thing. Like, they're actually,
they know.
Leave work, go to the mosque, and come back. Adventists need to be the same. Because otherwise, the generations under us, and I feel like the generations older than us, they just worked how they wanted to work in it. Now, some jobs require you to work on Saturday, like, obviously, like, you know, like the doctors and the nurses or whatever, but apart from that, well, there's other jobs as well, but like apart from that, like, you should just try and just stay away from it. And yeah, I think just setting that precedent, and that goes for me as well, because yeah,
you're gonna expose yourself.
No, I've never worked on Saturday. You know,
so
I don't think so.
Alvin?
Well,
no, I don't think I've worked. No.
Like, worked as in a job, but I've done stuff where I've gotten paid. Whoa, okay, I was exposed myself.
I don't want to expose myself.
I don't want to, but I'm gonna.
But, I mean, if you back to Saturday, he's done now, isn't it? Like,
yeah, yeah. You know, but listen, I've asked God for forgiveness for this, and He has forgiven me.
I've asked God before. I have repented and still done it. I've asked God for forgiveness before I've done it, and then gone and
before.
That is a mad thing.
I'm just keeping it real.
That is a... Oi. That's a Marceline still.
I swear I did the same thing.
I'm keeping it real. No, you're not like, ain't done that before.
No, that is brazen, you know.
It's not brazen.
That is brazen.
I was like, oh, you not
ask God for forgiveness.
Were you not Abba Darin?
Abba Darin.
I can't, like, when he said it, I was like, you know what? I'm so glad.
Did I tell you?
No, the preacher said it. He's
Luami.
Yeah, he spoke, you know, about it. And I was like, you
God,
know what?
God takes this a lot is of real stuff from us, you know.
I too said, much.
How is that's too like much. That's like me going home, I'm like, yo, like, I'm gonna burn down the house now.
And then you just do it.
And then do it.
Forgive me. And then do it.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
No, it's not good, but I'm keeping it real. Something happened to me recently. Mine is bad because when I was on holiday.
Exposure.
And God is God, you know, when God's funny. God is funny. So obviously I went with my friends on a tour of St. Vincent. Obviously, you know,
is that an island in the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So obviously Soca. I had to pay for the tour.
Yeah.
You know, Soca. So that was already that was already, you know,
chalked up. Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously the tour was around the time of Carnival, so the music in the car was so that was another thing. Yeah. And then so here's me now. This you know when you I can't stand you. That was literally in the car. That was literally the car. So obviously here's me now.
Yeah.
I even though I'm had to pay for the tour, I said, oh, I'm not gonna pay for food. So I brought a patty and cocoa bread the day before. I brought a patty and cocoa bread the day before, and I was like, made sure it was a vegetarian one, so you know, there's no chance of food
cocoa
going.
Cocoa patty.
Cocoa bread and patty.
What's cocoa bread?
It's like
it's in the
have bread. You got some?
Yeah, I got some.
We'll show you.
Yeah, okay. We'll show you.
It's divine.
It's cocoa bread. Nah, okay.
Especially when it's so fresh and it's warm.
Patty with coconut and something in it.
Anyway. Oh,
and
nah,
that
bro.
Was woof.
Nah, bro.
I loved it.
Nah, bro. cocoa bread is the truth.
Okay.
Like,
it's amazing. So that's what I said to myself. Soka's playing in the car. He has rum punch in the back. I didn't have any of the rum punch because that would be too far. You know? I've got my food from the day before, so I'm not paying for any food on the Sabbath, even though I had to pay for the tour. Yeah. What made it even funnier was I had to go, we went to see the waterfall. I was like, oh yeah, being nature, we've got, we had to pay to get in. So I was just like, and then what made it worse?
Yeah.
Well, is it worse? I don't know. God's funny. We stop off at this part where the fishermen come in, you know, fishing that. And guess what is opposite? A Seventh-day Adventist church is opposite where we have just stopped off. Opposite, and they're singing the opening hymn.
And what is the opening hymn?
I think it was
"Don't Forget the Sabbath."
Now we're gonna go with that. That's in the story now. That's in the story of my life. That's in the story now. Love it.
And obviously, I was there in my shorts and my top, and I walked to the church. Cause like, let me just hear one song. One look of message.
You're playing with it.
I said, and like a woman said, oh, she must have looked like it, like I'm one heathen. Like, oh, do you want to come in? I was like, oh no, it's okay. I'm okay. And then I walked back to the car and the tour guy was like, oh, you went to the Seventh-day Adventist church. She's like, I said, yeah, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. He's like, what are you doing here? Literally, he's like, what are you doing here? Yeah. And I said,
you know, them ones, you can't answer the question. You just start laughing.
I was like, God's funny guy. Because for me, it was the fact that we stopped right outside the Seventh-day. And I really felt
guilty.
Yeah.
Afterwards it was following the leader.
It's when the tour guide goes, so what are you doing here?
It's a small like Seventh Adventist in the Caribbean, they're well known, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like,
what are you doing here?
And the thing is that he did say, oh, I did wonder why you didn't drink, you know.
Yeah.
But obviously that wasn't enough, you know.
It's not enough. Just because you don't drink and don't eat pork, you're not saved. Yeah. All right.
Yo. So, wow.
Yeah, that's a story time.
What's the...
That was a good story time.
What time? Where's that?
10. Quarter.
Okay.
Sounds...
Yeah.
Learning.
So,
yeah.
What's the best experience?
Yeah, queen.
You know, before I even ask the next question, like, this is a thought, but you can challenge it if you want. I started to think that with everything, with things like dress, with things like music, I think that we, the church, have more of an issue with those things than people outside do. So with things like dress, for instance, I've never had, when I was at uni, I invited like 3 friends to church, say. Well, I can't remember. Well, let's say three. I invited 3 friends to church. And never once did they twitch an eye or go, oh, I'm not coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you know what, if you want to feel comfortable.
Heads up.
Where, you know that suit that you were wearing for the Christmas dinner? Wear that. and they're like, oh, okay.
Mm.
Like, they didn't even, like, it, there wasn't even a, there wasn't anything.
Like, why? Why? Or, yeah.
They kind of, in fact, one of them was like, oh, so what are you, like, he is like, what should I wear? And I was like, I didn't say it cheekily, but I was like, if he hasn't had a late night the night before and he's awake and he sees me going, he'll be like, where are you going? First mm-hmm. time, are you going for an interview? You got an interview? I'm like, no, I'm going to church.
Mm-hmm.
So afterwards, he kind of knows, like, what do I wear? What should I wear? And it's like, yeah, wear that, yeah. And it's like, oh, okay. And then it's not an issue. I think that a lot of the times, people want to leave something, and we end up giving them a light version of what they are wanting to leave. There's a sermon that I listened to called by Randy Skeet, and he called the sermon, he's entitled it, "I'll Have a Diet Pepsi, Please." And he says, at one point he says, instead of offering people the water of life, I'm paraphrasing his words, instead of offering people the water of life, we offer them Diet Pepsi. And we instead of living the way Christ would have us live and seeing what might happen, what negative, what good might happen, we end up living, like light. Anyway, that you can challenge that if on any point if you want to.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. And what do you mean by like the last statement? Like,
yeah, well, like okay, like the
like being lukewarm.
We are lukewarm. Also, why should I leave what I'm in full on? Like I'm living it full on. I'm living it to the full. Why should I leave that to come to a not quite there, but almost there version of it?
I know Christianity, when you're talking about what you have in your head, in your hand.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not demonstrated enough. But that's not like a physical manifestation. Like, you could have that with someone that is very stylish, or you could have that with someone that looks very like traditional Christian, if you get what I mean. Do you know where I'm kind of coming from?
So
I don't feel like Christianity has or should have a look.
Nah, definitely not.
Or like, I don't feel like, I feel like what Christianity lacks is a lot of people that it's either people are thinking like we're just doing stuff, like they're just going off works, or they're just having the law in their head and they're not doing anything with it. That's why it's messing us up.
Okay.
That's what the difference is.
I think that in terms of being okay, person who comes to my mind, Jesus is captured and he's having his trial, and Peter happens to be in the courtyard. And the people around him go, "Yo, aren't you one of them? You one of them?" Then Peter changes. Then Peter changes his speech and his behavior to not appear as one who walks with Christ. So he changes. So it starts, in my mind, effing and blinding. What do you mean? He goes like a sailor. I wonder where the saying comes from.
I feel like
to swear like a sailor. But like he goes on one, and I'm thinking it like there was something where people go, "Nah, you're one of them," and they're like, "I am sure." So much so that he has to deny Christ 3 times. Yeah.
But there should be something in you that makes you distinctive.
Yeah. But and it shouldn't just be in you. It should be.
I mean, like, when I mean in you, like, I mean like.
Yeah.
I agree.
It should also show.
We haven't got a lot of those people anyway. So like.
What do you mean?
The people that exhibit both. You know what I mean?
So, but I'm saying. What I'm saying is like.
I'm glad I haven't said that, because if you ever see me in a suit, you know I'm being fake. Okay. It's true though, because like, I find suits uncomfortable. So.
What will tell our relationship with God is if we come to a place where we know, when we know something that God would want us to do, if we decide, "I'm not going to do that," that says where I am with God. If I'm walking with God, say, imagine God is here with me as a human being, and we're walking, and God says, you know, instead of going down that way, I want us to go this way. And so two roads, they fork. Instead of going left, I want you, Alvin, to go right. And I say, what, you want me to go right, but I want to go left? Then I say, Lord, I'm going to go left. And God says, well, I wanted you to go right. I'm going right. I want you to go right. At that point, I go left. That has told me, in terms of, it's told me where my relationship is with God. It's told me that potentially I don't trust him. Or it's told me that I don't love him enough or understand him enough to know that he's saying go that way because it's the best thing for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
At that point, I know that tells my relationship with God.
You know what it is? There's some stuff that ties us to like in terms of ties us to like earth and it that we can't, like some stuff you can't, you're not gonna take with you.
It's just like you can't just refuse to give it up, basically.
Yeah, like you just, there's some stuff that you just need to just give up, and it's not even just like pierce, it's whatever. And
I was using that as an example instead of using
like, yeah, like it's many stuff, yeah. Like it's like, okay,
it's anything.
It's like, okay, it's any idol. Yeah. So it could be like a video. It could be like FIFA.
If as a guy, you know that when we read, what was it, Matthew 5 verse?
If
verse
it's 12, women,
yo. If it's, especially if, let's forget if it's just women. Forget if it's women. If, because let's go, because with guys, it's, and I'm not going to speak for you guys, yeah? It doesn't have to be in action.
It could be a thought. It does not have to be.
Yeah.
So the point at which I read that verse and then I decide, it's the cheeks, you know.
Shaking.
Breast leg on fire, you know.
Yes.
Pure breast leg and tie.
Why?
Pure breast leg and tie.
Anyway, the point at which I read that verse, what was it? Verse 27 of Matthew 5. And I still continue in my mind to do all sorts of madness.
Mercy.
That's a reflection of my relationship with God.
Yeah.
See, I feel like most people don't pattern their mind first, you know, like they always try to pattern like, oh, I'm not gonna do it.
Well, I'm not gonna go there.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go there, but it's like, yo, you're still thinking.
What's the best thing that could happen if you're 100 for God? Let's end on a positive.
What's the best
thing? Or positives.
Potentially,
yeah.
The best thing that could happen, I think about this all the time, like if every single youth in Brom that was like, not just, Adventist, slash Christian,
yeah,
whatever, a madness could happen. Like, I think even though Brum we say is popping, it's still dead.
It's for Adventists,
like it's right dead. Like
first level taking over, bro.
Like if every single youth that was Adventist was like on it. For God, including myself.
Including myself.
And me.
Bro would be
I'm good.
I'm joking.
I hate you. Absolutely hate you.
Bro would be like, you'd see Pathfinders go up in numbers.
Not just that, but you'll see Pathfinders on the street also. Because Pathfinders is a mad witnessing movement anyway.
Yeah. We said this last episode.
It's true.
If we was to be 100% for God, if I was to be 100% for God, I feel like it's contagious almost.
Nah, definitely.
What would happen?
Mercy. We've got a phone call on the show.
Who's calling in? Who are you calling from?
Ring, ring, ring.
Caller.
Ring, ring from the...
Caller, what is your name?
Answer it. Cameron, he unplugged it. He unplugged the phone.
Oh.
Whoever was calling, we apologise.
Now, would they understand why I had to do that, though?
Do they
understand that?
No, if it's an emergency?
No, it's not.
Oh, do you know who... Okay, you know who it was?
Yeah, more
okay,
time.
That's cool. Okay.
More time, you know.
Okay.
We're allowed.
Say, what would happen at work if we were 100? What would happen with our friends if we were 100? What would happen amongst ourselves if we were 100?
Nah, personally, when I've been 100, when I have been, it's been like it's been almost like life changing, because it's like you learn stuff about yourself that you don't even know. Like you feel emotions deep inside that you don't have, it that you didn't know that was there. Obviously me, I literally was a very close person. Obviously now I'm just like, can I say it, like not feel any type of way about it, because it's just like, what's the point of like hiding if I've been through it or I've done it, and I can say where I'm coming from now, or I can say where I'm at now. So yeah, you just learn stuff about yourself that, you know what I mean, just that changes you for life. Really. So yeah, and also there's benefits in it, like I'm gonna say the people that you meet, the friends that you make, the blessings that you get as in cars. Ooh, okay, let's be honest, like, because obviously I did buy my car myself, but like it was through like a pattern, as in like I did wait for it. So when I say I waited for it, like although I wasn't going to church, I did wait for it, and like my mind was like, okay, I need to settle for this. So obviously I was able to get my car smartly instead of just like spending recklessly. So obviously the stuff that I do have now, that's all according to the will of God. I want to say it's according to the will of God, because like if, without him, I wouldn't be able to do some couple stuff. I wouldn't be working really. So yeah. So you do get benefits out of it. And plus I was very, let's be honest, I was skinny before, and I've got a couple muscle now.
Easy though.
1, 2, 2
But they're still coming though. They're still coming. I'm still skinny, but I'm like athletic skinny.
Nah, you're not. Yeah, yeah. Mate, I remember. Wait.
Rob, I had a pigeon chest. Hey, when Talifa sent that picture.
Did you see Dante's
the birthday picture, like, back in
Croatia.
I was looking at myself, I was like, what?
Yeah.
The heck was that? I was sopped.
Did you see that picture that Dante sent?
Yeah, I don't want to look at that.
The meme picture.
That prom picture. Nah. Man, yo, I look like a ugly Martian. Remember that show? No. Ugly Martians, bro. If you go on Google, type in, and you'll be like, yo, that was you, bro. Literally.
Okay, so
blessings from blessings.
If you used to be 100, then like, you know what? A good example of being 100 is Preaching Place.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, because I feel like them guys were on 100, and it wasn't let they at a period in time they wasn't letting a lot stop them. And I feel like what they put out still, like, I can watch it today and be blessed in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What they did for like a few young people as well, like, they're still here. You know what I mean? So I would say like being 100, like it's a life changing thing for people. So that I'd just say that. I'd say that. Yeah, it's literally life changing. Like for all of us to be 100, would change a lot of people.
Nah, it's true. And the mad thing is, like, we're not saying it's gonna happen straight away. Also, let's just be honest. Like, it has to be a consistent thing. Like, God has to show that you're willing and like willing to put in that work to be 100, and then like, and maybe then the blessings won't come, but they will come eventually. He just has to stay that consistent.
It's a journey.
Literally is a journey.
Follow the leader's journey.
Just a few verses then.
That's what I'm going to name this episode, Follow the Leader.
Yo, levels on that.
Our
leader is Christ.
Wow.
And it shall come to pass. Oh, sorry, what are you
going
to
say? No, we'll say what? Where's it taken from?
Oh. Deuteronomy 11 verse 13. It's taken from several places, but I thought I'd just do a few just to see how many times this phrase is repeated. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your lands in due season, the first rain and the latter rain, and that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and in thine oil. Now that's God giving a promise that if we're 100 for him, if he's saying to the Israelites, if you guys are 100 for me, your land will be fertile, I'll bring you rain. Mm-hmm. For three, there's a period when Elijah, when there's no rain for 3 years, as a result of the Israelites not following God, mm-hmm. they turn away from God and they start worshiping Baal. And for 3.5 years, if I remember correctly, I think it's 3.5 years, there's a drought in the land. Not just this verse, but this sentiment of "with all your heart" appears quite a few times. Another place, probably the most popular place that it appears, is in the New Testament, but it appears again in Joshua. The same thing, Joshua 22. "But take diligent heed to do the commandment of the to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and to cleave unto him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul."
What verses were there? Just so the readers. So
this one was Joshua 22, verse 5.
Verse 5, okay.
Joel 2, verse 19. And it says, "Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto you, his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therein, and I will no more make you a reproach amongst the heathen. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me."
Mm.
Obviously by our choice. And perhaps the most well-known one is one that God speaks himself. "You shall love the Lord your God
with all your heart."
With all your heart. Oh, here it is.
And love your neighbor as yourself.
10, verse 27. Matthew 22, verse 37. It says, wait, what did I say? Luke
10:37, you said?
Yeah, you might as well, Talitha.
This is from the CEV version. "The man replied, the scriptures say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength and mind. They also say, love your neighbours as much as you love yourself."